Good afternoon. This is Jarnell Ishmael. May I help you?
Yeah, this is Troy. How you doing?
Hey, man.
I got an email from you today. They didn't clear. I know you wrote it yesterday, but for some reason, I didn't get it till today. They said you were taking calls yesterday and today, so I figured I'd call you, see how you were doing, and ask you how the meeting went with the abolition apostles.
Things went well with the meeting. Things are looking well for the site. Is this our first time talking on the phone? You have to catch me up.
No, this is our second time. The last time I called, it was Sunday, and I called and recorded the message.
That's right. Okay. Things are well. I got your photos. Everything's going to, like, hopefully by the end of the week, it'll be a update on the system.
Uh-huh.
The guy who's doing it, he lives in Pakistan.
Wow.
Yeah. He's doing a great job. But we have to do everything at one time. So
uh-huh.
I got them scanned already. And I did as you requested and include the people who were in the photos with you.
Oh, no. I said do not include them.
Right, exactly. I did not include them.
Okay,
yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so according to your system, I did the profile thing, and then I did the recording. I did the links to the two sites I'm on, and then I sent you the photos. So that's like, I don't know if they were stars you had on here, but all four things you wanted done, I should have completed now that you received the photos.
Yes, you do. There's one other element that probably, I don't know when it'll actually be able to happen. I'm getting notifications they're setting up these video things at the different facilities across the state. My hope is to be able to set up a video visitation whereas 60-second video could be also added to the profile. That would just be an extra enhancement, but that probably won't be sometime until late spring. Early summer when that happens.
Believe it or not to cut you off, but believe it or not, literally, today at 8:30 this morning was the very first video visit we had. Today was the first day they started.
Oh, wow, really? Actually, I just added you on this thing, GTL. I was just doing that right before you called. I just added about 15 guys to get approved for video visits. So we'll see if it happens.
What I'll have to do is I'll have to add your name to my visiting list, and then you'll have to apply. You'll have to fill out a visiting application. For whatever reason, they're doing it like the real visits. That's what they told us. Now, whether you have to go to all them hoops, they say we do. I don't know if you actually do, but that'd be great. They did say that you're not allowed to take photos, but I don't know if they know if you recorded or not. I don't know.
I'll read through all that. We'll see.
Okay.
Because they're definitely taking. They say that they let us know that they're recording it. So we'll see.
Yesterday, you had 100 people visit your site?
The intention is to get 100 people to visit the site over the course of the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
To be able to get them to visit the site and fill out a survey. We have like this 10-question survey that they would fill out based on their impressions of the site and things that they like about it or things that we need to fix or that sort of thing. So.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I wasn't, too sure how it goes. And then you said, like, maybe in 90 days, do a different profile or update it. You have to, keep me informed. But anything that needs to be done, just let me know.
Most definitely. I appreciate it. This is called a soft opening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a hard opening in May.
Like a month ago, I got some mail, and it was from the Abolition Apostles. It was weird. But they asked me, did I already have, like, a partner or somebody, a sponsor, I don't know what they call it, a mentor, that was writing me, and I told them no, and they had the whole thing to fill out and what I needed. Basically, what I put on your site is what I wrote to them, and I mailed it. I just never heard anything about it. And then later, you started speaking more about them, and I just realized it's the company that you were talking about, which is weird, coincidence or whatever, I don't know.
Abolition Apostles is a national organization, and they provide pen pals and communication exchange services for about 1,600 persons who are incarcerated in about 36 different states.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to me to try to help develop a chapter here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Been getting some volunteers, people about throughout the state of Michigan who want to be involved in that sort of thing here in Michigan. So that was our first meeting on yesterday. So it's a national organization, and it's different from Notes from the Village. we collaborate, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I understood that. I just thought it was interesting that now you're working with them, and they had reached out to me like a month and a half ago and sent me some literature and told me to fill it out and send it back to them.
Some months ago when they reached out to me, I sent them a list of guys, and I sent them the your contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they reached out to you, and they're good people. They're really good people.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need the help. You know, like I told you, in a couple of months, I'll be eligible for boot camp, and I'm seriously going to try to, you know, get as many advocates I can, you know, asking them to allow me to do that, because it didn't take me 20 years to realize what I did was wrong, you know, and I don't know anyone of us that are the same person they were at 17, you know. I had no juvenile, no priors, nothing like that, so I want to get out as soon as possible. Like, I could do the last 24 months of my time, or I could go to boot camp and be home in 90 days, so I'm going to try to do that, because every month, day, week, year that goes by, it makes it harder to reacclimate back to society, you know. The world keeps moving. Technology keeps moving. So, you know, if I can get out quick, that's what I need to do. Right now, boot camp shut down. So maybe, you know, towards the fall or, you know, the beginning of next year, they're going to open it up, and it's there. So they're going to need a bunch of people, you know, to fill it. And I'm hoping that I can convince, you know, them to allow me to go. I've had a couple of my buddies that, you know, before all the COVID stuff happened, they wrote and, you know, asked to go, and couple bunkies that were able to go. They changed the rules. You can go twice now. I don't need all that. I just need one shot. You know, I have some aunts, cousins, ex-girlfriends, friends, you know, sisters, mom, that, you know, are all going to write. But it would also help, you know, to have other people, you, some of them, you know, any letters could help. You know, it can't hurt, especially if they see I'm trying, you know.
Well, absolutely.
Everybody in my family went to college. You know, I'm like the only one that has been here, hasn't been able to do that. They don't really have classes. All the classes I took, the last one in 2008, they don't have anything left for me except for what I self-teach myself, what I learn, you know. And I do that all the time, because it's not – I can look around me and I can see where I'll end up if I just watch music videos and listen to DaBaby or something, you know, all day. So that's not what I want.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and talking to you. And like I said, you know, I appreciate, you know, the work you're doing. And any updates, information, anything that you want to share with me. I'm very interested in the good time thing, you know, like I've been telling you. You probably, you know, deal with a lot of people who forgot. But that's important as well. You know, if anything breaks on that, any new information, slide it by me, please.
Absolutely. I'll certainly keep you posted, man.
And enjoy the rest of your day. And I can't thank you enough, you know, Darnell. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Oh, I'm just glad it helps. I'm glad you called. I appreciate your sharing.
Hey, thanks for accepting my call, you know. It's crazy what you're doing. People ain't doing this, you know? Like, you would think that there would be other organizations, you know, doing what you're doing that have grants and actually have the funding. But they're not doing this. You know, you're doing something special.